Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent makes a desperate but vain attempt to stop Inspector Henderson from doing something which, as you will see, would be the equivalent of signing the death warrant for Mary Hennig.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, gang, there's come on in just the sight of a dish of Kellogg's Pep at the breakfast table. Pep looks so crisp and sunny and golden that, well, you can hardly wait to pitch in. And believe you me, a bowl of Pep tastes just as good as it looks. Those crunchy whole wheat flakes are crammed with the sunny, catchy kind of flavor that Pep is famous for. Why, Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. Yes, sir, when it comes to brightening up breakfast, Pep's a terrific hit. And Pep's terrific, too, when it comes to swell prizes. Three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in every Pep package. Makes each prize seem three times as exciting because you never know which one you're going to get. For instance, you might find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, and you'd be smart to collect all seven model planes in the series. Or you might find one of Pep's 24 full-color bird pictures with a full description on the reverse side to help you know these birds every time. Or you might find a bright-colored comic button picturing one of 18 different comic strip characters to pin right on your jacket or your beanie cap. So get in on the fun, gang. Ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep first thing tomorrow. Oh, and here's another thing, a tip. Next week, I'm going to have some big news for you, so be sure you listen.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Charged with passing counterfeit money, young Mary Hennig, a reformed juvenile delinquent and a Daily Planet employee, followed Clark Kent's directions and contacted a boy named Biff Morgan, who had given her the money. Convincing Biff that she was returning to her former dishonest ways, Mary was taken to see a Mr. Pearlie, manager of what appeared to be a legitimate messenger service. Pearlie hired the girl and sent her to a railroad station to pick up some train reservations. Examining the money Pearlie gave her, Mary discovered it was counterfeit and immediately phoned Kent. But before she could tell him which railroad station she was in, she was seized by Biff and a man named Herman and taken away in a car. As Superman, he searched all three Metropolis railroad stations. But as we continue now, once more in his guise of Kent, he is at police headquarters where Inspector Henderson, furious, calls him down. Listen.
Well, why didn't you call me as soon as you heard from her?
I'd have thrown a squad of men around each of the three stations.
I couldn't take the time to call you, Inspector. I told you Mary was in danger.
What do you mean you couldn't take the time?
I couldn't
Our
take the
three railroad stations are miles apart.
So?
How could you figure to cover them all faster than we could?
Well,
Kent, sometimes you do the dumbest thing.
Oh, now, look.
The chances are this chicky kid, Mary, is 100 miles away by this time and laughing at us.
Laughing? What do you mean?
I mean she played you for a sap. And me, too.
How?
Well, it's clear she's working hand in glove with a counterfeiting gang that's flooding this town with bad money.
Oh, no, you're wrong, Inspector.
Nuts. I should have hung on to her. And instead, I let you talk me into letting her go. I ought to have my head examined.
Now, wait,
Do you realize the mayor has given me 48 hours to round up the gang or else?
Of course, I know that,
This means my neck, Kent. Mary Hennig was the only lead we had to the counterfeiting gang.
Right.
And now that she's gotten away, I'm sunk.
No, you're not.
Finished, washed up.
Oh, ridiculous, Inspector. Mary isn't the girl she used to be when she was called Chicky.
No.
No. I'm as convinced of her innocence as I am of my own.
Look, Kent, I used to think you were a smart guy. But that kid played you for a sucker.
She didn't.
And what hurts me is that I let you play me for one.
Oh, stop that nonsense.
Nonsense?
Yes. The important thing right now is that Mary is in danger. Great danger.
Nuts. She's giving us the Mary ha-ha, that's what.
I only knew where to look for her. Look, Inspector, have you put out an alarm for Biff Morgan?
Oh, naturally. We haven't been able to pick him up. He must have scrammed, too.
I'm worried. I only knew where Mary is. If I had just the tiniest clue to where she is.
As Clark Kent, instinctively sensing trouble, worries fretfully about young Mary Hennig, the girl is herself trembling inwardly with fear for her life. As she stands in the private office of Mr. Pearlie, manager of what appears to be a messenger service.
Nice work, Biff. You and Herman did exactly right in bringing her back to the office.
Yeah, that dirty little double-crosser.
I am not. Listen, Mr.
Shut
Pearly,
up, Chicky. Did you or Herman hear who she was talking to on the phone, Biff?
Well, no, I didn't, but I'm
Herman?
Sure.
No, but it must have been the cops.
It wasn't, I'm telling you.
I think it was. Look. Let me have her for a few minutes, boss. I'll choke the truth out of her.
No, don't touch her.
Let her alone, Herman.
But, boss, she
can't. Let her alone, I said. Now, Chicky, come clean, or it'll be just too bad for you. Who were you phoning in the railroad station?
My mother.
Ah, baloney.
She's lying, boss. Just let me...
I'm not lying. I did call my mother. I remembered. I didn't tell the Daily Planet I quit or my mother either. The Planet called up to find out where I was. The old lady might think something happened to me and call the cops. I didn't want the coppers looking for me, so
she's lying, boss. Just let me get the truth out of her for you.
Don't let him touch me.
Let her alone, Herman.
Oh, boss.
Cut it out. That's a smooth story you tell, Chicky.
Oh, it's true, Mr. Pearly. Honest it is. Look at... Why should I want to double-cross you? You showed me a way to make real money, and that's what I want.
Yeah, ask her what she was doing with all the dough out of the envelope and why she was looking at it when we caught her in the phone booth.
Well, Chicky?
Oh, that. Why,
You say she can't answer. I tell you she
Shut
was
up,
looking...
Shut up, Biff. How about it, Chicky? Why were you examining the money I gave you? Looking for something special?
I don't know what you mean, Mr. Pearly.
Quit stalling. What were you looking for?
I was, okay, I'll tell you. I didn't want to say this before, and I didn't want you to laugh at me, but, well, you said there were 260 bucks in the envelope.
So?
Well, I never seen that much money before. Not all at once, I mean. So I just wanted to see it and feel it, sorta.
Is that so?
I tell you, she's lying, boss. Look, if you'll just let me work
oh,
on
no,
it.
No, I told you the truth, so help me, I did.
Maybe you are telling the truth, Chicky.
No. Maybe it was like she said. She always used to be all right, Joe.
Rats! Listen to me, boss. I say she's lying. You oughtn't to take any chances.
I don't intend to take any chances, Herman. Mr. The Big Shot wouldn't like it if anything happened. Now.
What do you mean?
You mean you're going to let me take care of the boss?
No, Herman. I'm simply going to dispense with Chicky's services.
What?
How was that again, boss?
I said I'm going to dispense with her services. She's fired. At least for the time being.
Oh, now,
here,
look.
Chicky, here's a $5 bill.
Oh, but
a very good $5 bill, by the way, in case any of your friends are interested. That should pay you for your work today. Goodbye now.
Oh, but gee whiz, why can't you give me another chance?
We don't need you. Business is kind of slow at the moment.
But you said you needed kids.
Things have slowed down. If it picks up again or nothing happens to make me change my mind about you, I may get in touch with you. Goodbye, Chicky.
Oh, but gee whiz, I want this job. Look it. I'll work for less dough. If you'll just
Sorry,
let me stay.
Sorry, Chicky. Goodbye.
But listen,
Go on. Beat it.
Well, okay. That's the way you feel about it.
Sorry, Chicky.
Skip it. So long.
So long, Chick.
Boss, you gotta listen to me. I tell you...
Wait, Herman. You wait in the reception room, Biff. Answer the phone if it rings.
Okay, Mr. Farley.
Now listen to me, boss.
Wait. Biff knows too much now. I don't want him to know any more.
But look, boss, we can't let Chicky get away. If she's working with
the
cops...
If she is, neither she nor they have a thing on us. We got the money back that I gave her for the tickets.
I know, but suppose she tips them on this joint and they come up
here. They won't find a thing except $100 or so in good United States Treasury money.
Yeah, but they'll watch us. They'll queer the swellest racket we ever had. Why don't you let me get rid of her right now before she can get to the police?
Don't you see we can't touch her now? If she did call the cops from the station and tell them about us, and then something happens to her, they'd know we did it.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
I know you didn't. But don't think I'm going to let Chicky get away if she is working with the cops.
Yeah, but you
Shut
just
up
said
and to... listen. I said we can't touch Chicky now. Not till she's checked in safely at her home or police headquarters or someplace. After leaving us. Now then, if the police show up here, we'll know she tipped them off. Then, to make sure she can't testify against us in court, we'll get her.
How long do you think we'll have to wait to find out?
Not long. If the cops do show up, it ought to be today. Then right after they leave, we'll find Chicky and finish her.
We'll be back in a moment with the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, how you coming with your collection of pet prizes? The model planes or the bird pictures or the comic buttons? Well, here's an idea to help you along. Sometimes it may happen that the prize you get in your package at Kellogg's Pep is a duplicate of one that you already have. For instance, you may collect two Curtis Helldiver model planes when you're trying to collect Pep's seven different model planes. Well, then, just swap duplicates with the gang. Sure, and you can swap duplicates of those slick, full-color bird pictures, too, to help you round up your collection of bird pictures. Or if in your next package of Pep you find a comic button picturing, oh, say, Moon Mullins, when you were hoping for one of Orphan Annie or Superman, why, somebody in the gang sure to want to make a trade. That way you'll have fun getting together your collection of all three kinds of Pep prizes. And all the while, every morning at breakfast, you can be piling in those crisp, delicious flakes of Pep. Think of the keen, catchy flavor, that fresh, full wheat flavor, that terrific Pep flavor. Yes, sir, a bowl of Pep is strictly on the bean. So ask Mom for Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and look for your prize inside the package. And say, don't forget about that big news I promised for next week. It's terrific, so be sure to listen in.
Learning at the Daily Planet that Clark Kent was at police headquarters, young Mary Hennig hurried there. Now, in Inspector Henderson's office, she has just finished telling Kent and Henderson her story.
Well, Inspector, do you still think Mary is working with the counterfeiters?
I don't know, Kent. This could be a trick to throw me off the track.
Oh, no, it isn't a trick, Mr. Inspector. Honest.
Of course not.
Well, I'll find out within the next half hour.
What do you mean?
Just a moment.
Yes, Inspector?
Find Sergeant Haley and send him in here.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do you mean you'll find out within the next half hour, Inspector?
I'm going to raid that messenger service and find out if that is where the phony money is coming from.
Oh, great, Scott, you can't do that.
What do you mean,
you
can't?
You gum up the whole works because this fellow Pearlie is suspicious of Mary. That's why he fired her.
So what?
So now he's expecting her to go to the police. And with a raid, you'll tip him off that you suspect him. Once you do that, you'll never get the goods on him and the people behind him. You recall Mary said he mentioned a big shot?
That's right, he did.
What we've got to do is make Pearlie believe he was wrong about Mary. Quiet his suspicions and then sell her back to him.
Nothing doing.
But
I bought your plan before, Kent, but I'm not buying this one.
But, Inspector,
save
the
it,
only...
Kent. I've got 46 hours left in which to clean up this counterfeiting racket. And nothing's going to stand in my way.
Huh.
If Pearlie is our man, as Mary says, I'll get him, and I'll get his gang.
But you won't. You'll
if
only get...
If Pearlie is in the clear, then I'll know Mary is giving us the runaround.
No.
And I have suspect she
no,
is.
No, Inspector, I'm telling you the truth.
Anyhow, from here in, I'm doing this my way.
Oh, please listen, Inspector. I tell you, you're making a big mistake.
Well, if I am, it's my responsibility. But I don't think so.
You want me, Inspector?
Yes, Healy. We're going to make a little call on an outfit called the Reliable Messenger Service.
Oh, please, Inspector, wait just a minute.
Get out of my way, Kent. What? Let's go, Healy.
Thrusting Clark Kent aside, Inspector Henderson leaves his office bound for the Reliable Messenger Service, unaware that this raid pronounces a death sentence for Mary Hennig. For, as Pearlie told his assistant, the ape-like Herman...
If the cops do show up here, it ought to be today. If and when that happens, we'll find you and finish you.
What will happen? Especially since even Clark Kent, who is Superman, does not know that if Henderson goes through with the raid... Mary Hennig's life will be forfeit. Tomorrow's episode is packed with suspense and action, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Crumbles. Crumbles. Kellogg's Crumbles. Say that over a couple of times. Just goes with toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, doesn't it? And that's just what Crumbles is. A toasty kind of cereal for a frosty morning, sort of sweet and mellow rich. And you know, gang, Kellogg's Crumbles is the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. So good to eat and so good for you. Crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.